Well, good morning. This is Rob. Or good afternoon.
Hey, Rob,
good
morning.
Yeah, thanks. How is everybody? What's on your mind this beautiful Monday?
It's beautiful. That's about it.
We got
Chris Austin and me here, John, and I think Jeff's coming back.
Perfect. And Rob, I'm dialing in from our satellite office.
Okay.
So we just had a little meeting together, and you know, we want to first apologize. We're pretty unprepared for this call with everything going on in the markets the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
We've been pretty busy, as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
So I don't know, you know, if you want to sort of still go through the call, if we want to postpone it. We are not prepared to have each of the heads of areas, sort of present on where they're at.
Well, let's just talk a minute about how you're doing with this. As an organization, process, structure, client contact, et cetera, how's it going?
I think exceptionally good. You know, we sent out an email to the entire client base a week ago Friday. We've been just continuing to do our normal scheduled calls. You know, I would say the email volume's probably tripled over normal, and the call and incoming calls have, you know, picked up a bunch when we don't typically get any. So, you know, that's kept us very busy, but feel like we're in front of it, and you know, we're not doing anything dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
We've reached out to prospects, and that's provided opportunities. I think we're getting, you know, John said he's got a meeting. We got one client that essentially said he's moving his accounts. So we've used that as an opportunity to grow the business.
Yeah, these are goldmine opportunities. You don't get this kind of opportunity very often. It's very hard to move people off a dime when they're very happy and there's no volatility and they're invested in index funds. So this gives you a chance to have them understand the value of what a consultant can do for them, an advisor, a holistic advisor for their family, and why financial planning and all the rest of it now makes sense. Why did we have that asset allocation? You know, it hurt our performance, right? Killed our performance for the last 3 years. We asset allocated. Now you can show them why it makes sense and why it mitigates, doesn't completely offset market conditions, but it mitigates them. It helps. I guess there's a website, John Hopkins Coronavirus Dashboard, that is very helpful. And I think it brings some sobriety to the process. How accurate, how up to date, it's updated constantly, and it will help you to at least bring some kind of science to the emotion of what's going on. And I think that can be very helpful for your clients. And my source, who I was just on with, is quite reliable in terms of just telling me that it has been very, very helpful for them going forward. So I don't have a lot here, guys, and I'm happy to declare a coronavirus emergency and give you a chance to get caught up on other things, but I appreciate you getting on and giving me that respect, and thank you. So I will give you the same and tell you we will postpone and give you a chance to do your work. And remember, tax swaps are a great idea during times like these. dollar cost averaging. You know, we used to do dividend reinvestments. Anything you can do to make them feel like you're doing something. So that's always, you know, bear market strategies are interesting, and most people don't have a plan for those. So those were always my three, you know, dollar cost average, swaps, and reinvestment dividends. At least you're doing something, which makes the clients feel a little better. But
sure.
Anyway, we can go on and on, but I think you've probably had all the philosophy you need. But anyway, John, what do you think?
No, I appreciate it, Rob. I will tell you that I was on this morning with a client who used to be the chief operating officer for Chrysler Asia Pacific. He just retired last year, and he said he reached out to buddies over there over the weekend. Said that basically life is pretty much back to normal in Shanghai. And so, I mean, you know, my word to clients is, hey, you know, it started in December, and in China things are, you know, returning back to normal. Well, you know, I would suspect it will be less impactful here, and the duration should be shorter, and, you know, who knows where this thing will bottom out, but probably in a couple months, you know, we'll be talking about the elections, and people will be like, oh, yeah, that was a bad, you know, a bad scare, but nothing else.
All right, from your mouth to God's ears, and we will all pray for that and hope we're better prepared than our associates in the communist world.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Thanks, John. Okay. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you.